Puss in Boots. A miller had three sons, and when he died, he left them nothing but his mill, his donkey, and his cat. The sons didn't send for a lawyer, because they knew their whole legacy would have gone for fees. But it didn't take them long to decide who should get what. The eldest got the mill. The second got the donkey. And nothing was left for the youngest but the cat. He wasn't very happy about it.
"My brothers will be able to work together and make a decent living," he said. "But once I've eaten my cat and made a muff out of the fur, I'm sure to starve."
The cat, who had been listening while pretending not to, said with a serious, sympathetic look,
"Don't worry, master. Just get me a sack and a pair of boots to carry me through the brambles, and you'll see that you haven't come out as badly as you think."
The cat's master was not exactly convinced, but then he remembered that he had seen the cat do some very clever things, such as catching rats and mice by hanging by his paws, or hiding in the flower and playing dead. So he said to himself,
"Oh well, why not give it a try?"
When Puss had got what he asked for, he pulled on his fine boots, threw the sack over his shoulder, and holding the strings between his forepaws, went out to a warren where there were lots of rabbits. He put bran and sow thistle in the sack and waited for some young rabbit who hadn't caught on to the ruses of this world to poke his nose into the sack. No sooner had he settled himself than a hare-brained young rabbit walked right in. Puss pulled the strings tight and killed the rabbit without mercy or compassion.